5,000 fans will receive an Angels cowboy hat courtesy of angels.ocnavigator.org. Visit angels.com/promotions for more country weekend info.
Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Trials to our first grade one futurity of the meet are set for Sunday, May 26th. It's trials night to the Ed Burke Million, led by impressive debut winner Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt. Plus recent top winner, Devil's Tower. California's top quarter horse juveniles will be in action on Ed Burke Trials Night. And our pick four pools continue to rise. The early pick four had a pool of over $213,000 on May 5th. And the late pick four pool was $191,000 on May 12th. Join us for live racing in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Lottery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragas and Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Boy, great to have you with us. What a day in racing yesterday. The middle jewel in racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico. And that'll be the last time we see Pimlico the way it was yesterday. Major reconstruction effort going to be, I'm sure it's underway this morning. It will be run there next year, but it's going to be under construction, a big project back there, an old facility. But, boy, they had some great racing under adverse conditions yesterday. You have to say that. A lot of rain. The track was very wet, sloppy, muddy, whatever you want to come up with. But a huge performance. And the big story, I think, in sports today is a guy by the name of DeWayne Lucas. Absolutely unbelievable. He won his first Preakness Stakes way back in 1980 with Codex. If you remember that race, it was Angel Cordero really roughhousing the filly Genuine Risk, who came off a win in the Kentucky Derby. There was an inquiry, no change made. That was Wayne's first of what is now seven wins in the Preakness. 88 years of age, he's going to be 89 on Labor Day late this summer. Quite a story. We spoke with DeWayne earlier this morning. We will have him at the top of the next hour. A lot to talk about. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. What'd you make of Seize the Gray's effort on the front end yesterday in the Preakness?
Well, first of all, good morning, Mike. And listen, he obviously liked the track. He made the lead. Imagination, who tried to run with him, packed it in after halfway through the race. I guess he didn't like the track. Certainly had a lot of excuses for horses that did not run well. However, Seize the Gray certainly did run well. The surprising thing to me is top three finishes all ran 2 weeks ago on Derby Day.
There you go.
They all came back and they ran 1, 2, 3. So, and this is just a crazy game, Mike. Lucas wins the race with Seize the Gray, and in the race, his other horse, Just Steel, got a condylar fracture and now is out. I guess he'll either be retired or he'll certainly be on the sidelines for a while. But what a crazy, what a crazy event, really. I mean, you're on top of the world, and then your other horse gets hurt. But take nothing away from Seize the Gray. He handled the track, a terrific ride by the young rider. And what was really great, Mike, was afterwards how every single trainer in the race made it an effort to go over to Lucas and hug him and congratulate him.
Yeah.
It was just a nice thing to see in sports. And obviously, he's so well respected in this game, and he's really a legend.
John, you listen to him talk, the interviews, before and after. I don't care what his age is. The guy is on his game, man. I mean, he is with it. We've got some sound from Dwayne as well, which I'm hoping to be able to use, but we're going to get him live. But this business that everybody's finished at age 80 or 85, that's nonsense. It's an individual case-by-case situation. This is a guy that's never going to retire. He's going out with his boots on. That's pretty obvious. But that keeps you pretty sharp. In his case, there's no doubt about that.
He's playing with a full deck, Mike, and he's as sharp as he was 30 years ago.
I mean,
you know, it's just amazing. And watching him even watch the race, he didn't get overly excited. He just took it in stride, and it was really just a terrific thing to watch.
Well, he can't get overexcited now. He's got to stay within himself. He's very shaky on his feet. Can't believe he's still getting on the pony. You know, you mentioned imagination. I thought, you know, it looked like he was getting a really good stalking trip. Frankie Dettori said after the race that he couldn't get him to relax, and that may well have been his undoing. And who knows? Horses that haven't run in the slop or whatever, there's a lot of noise and everything else. That might have been a factor. Who knows, John?
It gave a lot of trainers excuses, Mike. And I have to tell you that the Belmont, which will be run at Saratoga, is really turning out to be some terrific race. In the middle of the stretch, when my horse was done, I like Tussin Gold. I was rooting for Mystic Dan. Could you imagine going for a Triple Crown, the craziness that would be going on in Saratoga?
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty crazy anyway, but with the possibility of a Triple Crown. You have Fierceness, you have Moot, you have Sierra Leone, you have Anna Marie. That is going to be a race of really a terrific, terrific betting race, and I can't wait for it, to be honest with you.
Well, Kenny McPeak, everybody involved with Mystic Dan, I obviously you want to win, but my goodness, I mean, he laid the body down in the Derby. Everybody saw that, the first three-horse photo since 1947. He comes back 2 weeks later, And he ran a huge race in defeat. He really did, John. To me, you got to tip your cap to him. We'll wait and see if they want to make it to the Belmont or not. But I thought Mystic Dan ran fantastic.
He really did. He ran lights out, Mike. You know, I mean, he was in it. With the 16th to go, I actually thought he was going by, and I thought he was going to win. Or I thought
I did, too.
Top horse, Texan Freedom. I thought one of those two horses were going by. And, again, they came back on a short layoff, and it's obviously against all my handicapping of rules to get horses off of those races coming back on 2 weeks. But they certainly proved me wrong, and they ran 1-2-3, and really a terrific job by all involved.
And, you know, Seize the Gray, he came off that win in the one-turn Pat Day Mile on Derby Day, and they put him on the lead. That didn't surprise anybody, but he's a price, and maybe they left him alone a little bit longer than you would if he's a shorter price. We see that a lot day to day. Take nothing away from him. What a job by Dwayne Lucas. And this jock, Jaime Torres, who, you know, Wayne even mentioned again yesterday, you know, he got a pretty good ass chewing a few weeks ago. they're on the same page, to put it mildly.
Yeah, well, I think you have no choice but to be on his, on Lucas's page, because if you want to ride for him, you say yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, here's something else, John, I think we got to mention. We'd be remiss if we didn't. Adverse conditions, sloppy, muddy, and we know we have a real big aversion to that out here in Southern California. I think everybody proved yesterday you can have great racing when it rains. This is a game played outdoors. It has been for 200 years. That doesn't mean you don't change, you don't adjust, you try to do everything you can. But they made, I thought, a big, big point yesterday, they meaning the game, that, you know, you can really have some great racing when it rains, when things are wet.
Mike, it's an outdoor game. We played this game outdoors for 200 years, like you said. This is all nonsense, this new kind of strategy of canceling on raining days. And not only that, they did everything to protect the track. They sealed it, they unsealed it, they harrowed it. They made sure that it was as safe as could be, and they got over it. So, yes, Just Steel did suffer a condylar fracture, but that could happen any day of the week, anywhere.
Cannon does. Part, yeah.
Right. And for the most part, it was safe racing, no complaints. No one complained about the track or the conditions. They raced through it, and that's the way the game's supposed to be played. You have to be able to deal with adversity. You can't have everything, you know, as simple, beautiful. It just doesn't work that way. That's not the way of life. When it rains, you run in the rain. That's it.
John, you and I are in agreement there. Listen, I've got Michael Behrens. He's on hold. Of course, he represents my racehorse. You know, D-Wayne, he talked about the fact that after the race, talked about many things. You got to have the clientele. In this case, he's got the clientele with one horse, 2,735 owners. And that is amazing. And we're going to have Michael on in just a moment. But they do a tremendous job, and they're very active here at Santa Anita as well, promoting the game, bringing people in. I have yet to run in to a dissatisfied member of my racehorse. I must say that. And, you know, they're not advertising with me or anything like that. They're doing a great job. People are getting in for a minimal investment, and they're part of it. Incredible.
Mike, it's unbelievable. You have 2,700 people that most of them probably in their life would never be able to dream of owning a racehorse on their own.
Yeah.
And this is terrific. It gives exposure to the game. You're bringing people into the game. Guess what? These people woke up this morning and said, I own a piece of a horse that won the Preakness.
Yeah.
Not many people can say that. Not many people will ever be able to say that. But my racehorse, again, they don't advertise with the show or anything like that, but they do a good job. They get people involved. You're not going to get rich investing in this. I think the checks were like $3 or $4, whatever it was. But it had nothing to do with
That's
the
not
money.
The point, yeah.
Right. It has nothing to do with the money. It's the excitement. It's being involved. It's getting to go to the races to bring new people out to the game. It's all good.
100%. Hey, John, I don't know where you want to go for your play today, but you got a lot of options. Let's make some money.
Okay, let's go to Aqueduct. They have a two-day pick six carryover, Mike, so it's in excess of $100,000. It's the dollar pick six play. And in the seventh race today, I like the number 10 horse in here, Victorious Wave, a five-year-old gelding from the Chris Engelhart barn. Manny Franco aboard to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Number 10, Victorious Wave, wins today's seventh race out at Belmont. And we had a winner last Sunday, so let's see if we can't make it 2 in a row.
John, I'm sorry I didn't have that written down. What was the name of the horse last Sunday?
I forgot. It was a Santa Anita, the one horse that Mike Smith rode. 12 and change.
$12 and change.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the kind I'm supposed to be writing down, John. You know what I mean? Anyway, tell us about...
You're a busy man these days. What can I tell
well,
you?
Well, tell us about JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, we have Churchill, and we have Santa Anita Selections. Three tracks up today.
Yeah, John, can't wait to get you back. By the way, it was Indy Star last week, $12.80. Let's make it 2 in a row. Can't wait to get you back on the back end of hour two. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Likewise. And as noted right now, we're going to welcome aboard one of the happiest guys in racing. I don't know if he's got any voice left for us. Michael Behrens, who heads up an outfit called My Racehorse, winners of yesterday's Preakness Stakes with Seize the Gray. And, of course, they won the 2020 Kentucky Derby just 4 years ago with Authentic, trained by Bob Baffert. Michael Behrens, good morning. Congratulations. How are you?
I'm doing pretty darn well. That was quite an introduction to hear that we're the Preakness winner. That's it's still a little bit surreal. It hasn't quite settled in.
How was the big horse this morning?
That was perfect. I mean, we went out there this morning, and, you know, Lucas said he has couldn't believe how much energy he has, and he said it just literally came out of the race perfect and didn't look like he ran. So, I mean, we couldn't be more pleased. He came out of Pat Day Mile the same way. You know, this back from 2 weeks, we don't really know. And Lucas couldn't have been more happy with him.
Michael, I think you heard John Hardoon and I talk, and what a phenomenal job you've done. And it's not just for yourself. Of course, there's no greater motivator than capitalism. For some reason, it seems to be a bit of a dirty word around today, but it isn't. It's the greatest motivator in the history of man. You've exposed so many people to the game. They're not making a lot of money, but they're part of something pretty darn special. I just want you to talk about the overall experience with the Preakness yesterday, comparing it to the Derby 4 years ago, which is something obviously you'll never forget.
Yeah, I mean, the Derby was incredible in its own right, but it was a COVID year, so it was restricted. We couldn't have everybody out there, but that was obviously not the case with the Preakness. So we had, I mean, I think it was over 500 owners that entered in to win all of our owner perks. I mean, First was incredible in terms of what they gave the My Racehorse owners in terms of table and accommodations and seating. We lighted them all off. The people that didn't get to go, they still bought tickets, and they came out. And the entire weekend, we were just meeting at, you know, mixers and breakfast and
right,
spending time to track together. There was a ton of energy. And just, I think, being there alone, for me, for a lot of people that I met, it was worth it. And to actually win the race just took it to an entirely another level.
Yeah.
I mean, you think you might win, you think it's possible, but you don't really think it's possible. And when you cross the wire and Torrey gave him such a great ride, I'm sure you saw the excitement, the thrills of that ownership group was tremendous. And we own 100% of it. So the entire horse is owned by the crowd. And, you know, I know people don't get in for the money, but in one race, they made the entire share price back plus some, and it's playing with house money. So, you know, it's one of those things that you don't get. No one gets into racing to be rich. I don't care if you buy, you know, $1 million horse, you buy a $10,000 claimer. It's a very, very tough game. So what we think we do is we just make it accessible. We take the risk out, but we don't take the reward out.
That's the key. You don't take the reward out, and the reward is the experience. I've been talking about this forever, Michael, and it's tougher now than ever with the convenience that people have to have, especially here in L.A., with the logistics of getting to any venue. I don't care if it's racing or what have you. But, boy, when you're there, that experience, to me, that's the ultimate hook. That's how you develop full-time fans, and you've got full-time customers. Wayne Lucas cited the number 2,735. Roughly, what was the investment per person, Michael, in yesterday's Preakness winner, Seize the Gray?
So we crowdfunded him for $127 per share. And yesterday's payout was $157. So everybody had to put in $127 to be part of it, and then yesterday's payout was about $157 to be just under.
Now, do all those people have to get a license, in this case, a Maryland racing license?
No, if you stay under certain percentages, the way that it's set up with the LLC, we restrict the number of shares that you can buy, so no one can buy over a certain percentage, and every state is different. So we just abide by all the state-based regulations to make sure nobody can exceed it. We have another product called Edge Racing, so for people who want to kind of take in a more significant percentage, we have a lot of people that do want that as well. They get hooked, they try this, they have a day like yesterday, and they're like, I want more, I want my license, I want more skin in the game, and they go to Edge Racing. So my race will keep the investment limited to under those state-based requirements.
Our guest is Michael Behrens. He heads up My Racehorse, winning ownership syndicate of yesterday's Preakness Stakes winner, Seize the Gray. Michael, I know you've relocated to Kentucky, but you're very active at Santa Anita. Your signage is everywhere. And, I just can't say enough about the job you're doing to expose our game to new people having a great experience. I mean, we can't get enough of it.
Well, I mean, I appreciate you saying that. The reality is that's what this is about. This is about building awareness for a game that I personally love, that I think is really untapped in terms of, you know, people's engagement with the sport. We're also very heavy in Australia. We have about 60 horses down in Australia. And there's a different vibe down there because of where it sits as a spectator sport. But through the lens of ownership, getting to know the trainers, the farriers, all the people that take care of the horses, looking at all the aftercare kind of opportunities there are, watching the horses go through a race, go into a second career, following them through that, you start to get a whole new appreciation, a whole new love, a whole new understanding of the game. Like, it's what kind of re-hooks you. If you once were hooked, it'll hook you for the first time if you're just curious. We really do think that it's a great, funnel way to bring people into horse racing. And, you know, First has been a big supporter, which is why we're all in down at San Diego and Southern California Circuit. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing a lot of new people in. They're telling their friends. I mean, the app crashed yesterday for a few minutes because so many people were downloaded to buy a horse. So, you know, probably a mistake on my part. I shouldn't be admitting that. But, you know, it's a nice little validation that
yeah,
people loved it. When they hear it's real ownership, you can win big races. you know, again, you're not, the reward isn't taking. I mean, if we're lucky enough and the son of Arrogate, who, you know, accomplished some pretty amazing things in the last couple of weeks, gets a stallion deal, they participate in that as well. So, you know, it's real. It's authentic. It's just fractional.
Yeah, exactly. You've used a lot of different, I don't know about a lot, but several different trainers, Bob Baffert, Richard Mandela, and then you stumbled upon this old codger, Dwayne Lucas. He's going to be 89 late summer. I said earlier, to me, Lucas just blows up this myth that, well, when so-and-so is X number of years of age, he shouldn't be able to run for this office or that office or do this or that. Michael, you look at Dwayne, you listen to Dwayne, you watch his, what he's doing now, forget about the past, how about the Preakness yesterday, and you realize this age thing is a case-by-case deal, and he is very, very much on his game in his late 80s.
He blows me away every time. I mean, I grew up in Southern California, 15 miles from Santa Anita. Lucas was one that was always a favorite. I aspired one day to have a horse there. When we bought, actually, Sea of the Gray, I walked over to his shed row, introduced myself, and asked him if he would consider training the horse. And for me, when just him saying yes that he'd train a horse for me, I mean, that was a big win. And then to go on the journey with him and realize why he's won so many races, realize why he's a Hall of Fame trainer, won the Preakness 7 times, I mean, it becomes evident so quick. He's so sharp. He has so much experience. The old cliche is he's forgot more than I'll ever know is 100% true. I mean, he knows so much about this game. He's taken us. Sea of the Gray has been on a very, very interesting journey. There's a lot of experts and analysts and things of that that think that we made the wrong decision in 2 weeks. We can't come back to the mile and shouldn't have went to the Derby, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And he's been unbelievably thoughtful. Every step is calculated.
Yeah.
The horse is always first. He's right with the horse. He knows exactly what's going on. And we have not made a move that hasn't been perfectly calculated by Mr. Lucas. And, you know, that's why we're at.
Michael, his self-confidence is something that struck me from day one when I first met him, you know, back in the early 80s. And one thing, if you notice about him, and it was very much in evidence yesterday, he always refers to the person who's interviewing him by their first name. He knows them. If he's just introduced as the questioning is going on, he remembers their name. It's such a huge key to success, and it always helps the interview. I'm sure you've noticed that.
I mean, just sitting with him this weekend, I got to spend the most time I've ever spent, obviously, being here the whole weekend and having him kind of, you know, be the only guy down here who didn't have his normal help this weekend. So we spent a lot of time together, and I was blown away by the same thing you just saw, just understood.
Yeah.
He is so personal. He knows everything about that you shared with him about you. He retains it, and he understands it, he appreciates it, he personalizes the conversation. I was just telling somebody, we did another interview this morning with him. Every single time he gives another nugget, every single time there's just something he picked up on the race and shares it, and
right.
You just learn a little bit more about being around him. I mean, every single time, we've talked to him a dozen times this week, and like every single time we learn something new.
That's awesome. A guy, he grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin. His work ethic is second to none. Michael Behrens, thanks for taking time for us. Glad we could, you know, recognize my racehorse. What a great job you're doing nationwide and now kind of worldwide that you're down in Australia. I guess Wayne's going to make a decision on the Belmont tomorrow with Seize the Gray, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he'll do what he always does. You know, the horse came out of it good, so he's, you know, we'll be optimistic that he can kind of get there, and he navigates. The horse tells him, he watches it so closely. So I know that if all goes well, he thinks we can – that's a race that we can take. So, you know, we'll let Sea of the Gray tell us, and we'll talk to Lucas about it. And if we're there, it'll be incredible. Having the Belmont at Saratoga coming off the Preakness win, I mean, you say it's all about experience. Imagine that experience. It'll be incredible.
Last thing, Michael, does the horse go back to Churchill? We got 3 weeks to the Belmont, whether you run or not. Is that the game plan to get back home there to Louisville?
Yeah, we'll send him out tomorrow morning, first thing in the morning, and he'll stay there for a couple of weeks.
Michael Behrens, thank you so much, and congratulations, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
You bet. Michael Behrens with My Racehorse. And now a guy we haven't talked to on air in a while, Ken Gernick, on behalf of the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, a guy who's covered Major League Baseball. He's done a whole lot. He's now with the CDBA. Hey, Ken, good morning.
Hey, Mike, thanks for having me. But that's a tough act to follow.
That is that's a happy guy right there, very successful. Ken, what about Dwayne? He just rolls on, doesn't he?
You know, I remember interviewing him many, many years ago at Santa Anita, and you know, it's funny you mentioned he remembered my name. I don't think
yeah.
he had any reason to remember my name, but that is part of his deal.
No question. It works pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, 88 years old and winning Triple Crown races.
Jeez, unbelievable. Hey, Ken, the main reason I wanted to get you on this morning on behalf of the CDBA is because we got a big Calbred Day coming up Saturday, the day one of the big Memorial Day weekend. We've got four Calbred stakes, the Thor's Echo, the Crystal Water, the Franz Valentine, the Snow Chief, and the Mallaire. That makes five. But really looking forward to some good California bred racing Saturday here at Santa Anita.
Yeah, at least we have a Preakness winner that the race is named after in Snow Chief.
How about that?
If we're going to talk about a horse for next weekend, we got to start with the Chosen Brawn. And,
yeah.
Interestingly enough, he's cross-entered not only in the Thor's Echo, the 6-furlong race on dirt, which I think he's expected to go in, but his name also showed up for the Crystal Water at a mile on the turf. And we know with him, he can do anything. I don't think he can win both the same day, but this is a horse that people need to come out and watch. They don't come along like this very often. I remember growing up, it would have been Native Diver and the horses that have fan clubs like Zenyatta and California Chrome and Eagle Flight. We've got one here, and you never know how long they're going to be out there running. You got to come out and see him in person.
He is an absolute joy to behold. Hats off to Eric Kruljack, the job he's done with him. Hector Berrios fits him like a glove. And I tell people, they say, well, what about 7/8? Well, he's drawn inside, this and that. It doesn't matter. He can play it the way he can go to the lead, or he can stalk and pounce like a big cat. He's just a wonderful racehorse. I know you agree, Ken. He's something else.
Well, as you mentioned, he's as versatile as the Calbred as we've seen at this level.
No question.
Maybe ever, really.
Yeah. Well, Native Diver was not versatile. We know that. He was one-dimensional. If he got a breather around the far turn, he was very tough to beat, but he was a horse that had to be out there on the lead. Ken Gernick, would just want to encourage everybody, go to ctba.com. There's a lot of reasons to own and breed here in California, and the purses are going to be up at Del Mar, and it's a great time to be involved with a Calbred that can run a little bit, Ken.
Well, and this Saturday will be a good time to see the showcase of our Calbred.
No question. The Chosen Vron and the Thor's Echo, but four other stakes. The Crystal Water, the Franz Valentine, the Snow Chief, and the Mallaire. Ken Gernick, always a pleasure. We'll see you at the races.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
You bet. We're going to take a quick time out. Coming back strong with John Lindo from Carlsbad, Orlando Gutierrez at Los Alamitos. They've got a pick six carryover tonight at Los Alamitos of $64,239. Don't forget, the legendary Dwayne Lucas joins us top of the next hour. A whole lot of shows straight ahead. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Fans, we have a great day of racing lined up today at Santa Anita Park. Today is the $100,000 Desert Code, which will be run down the Hillside Turf Course. Of course, Memorial Day weekend is right around the corner. We've got great events lined up like the fan favorite Corgi Nationals, the Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitational, the family-friendly Memorial Day Weekend Carnival, the California Beer Festival, and Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day, it will be a dollar day, and our annual poker charity tournament benefiting Folds of Honor. It's just a $300 donation to play, and 100% of that goes directly to the Folds of Honor Foundation. Plus, we'll have online packages that include a challenge coin and a vintage The Shoe Wants You t-shirt. For more information, go to santanita.com/events or call George Ortuzar in our marketing department. The top jockeys, the top trainers, world-class racing, and a great Memorial Day weekend are right here at Santa Anita, the great race place.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the day after the Preakness. Hey, listen, folks, at the most inopportune times, you can be made aware of the fact you got a plumbing issue. Residential, commercial, if you have something that needs to be taken care of, I cannot recommend my good friends at Western Rooter highly enough. Go to their website. You'll see they've got over 400 five-star reviews. What more do you need to know? They're available 24/7 year-round, serving the entire San Gabriel Valley for more than 40 years. Family-owned by my good friends Larry and John Batala, along with Mike Glenn. Mention Thoroughbred LA. Hey, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Give them a call at 626-448-6455. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Let's get down to Carlsbad. Say hello to John Lindo and see what's going on. John, really enjoyed your show yesterday. You along with Bob Ike setting up the Preakness for everybody. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. I tell you what, long day between that and all the racing through Los Alamitos last night, but it was fun, and I can't believe we got an 88-year-old winning Preakness trainer. That's pretty unbelievable.
You know, I called him at 4 o'clock our time this morning, which, you know, that's 7 back there. He'd probably been at the barn since 3:15. That might be a little late for him. He answered on the first ring, sharp as a tack. Sure, Mike, we'll do it. I said, well, I think I'll send you a text to remind you. No, he said, I think I can remember it. So we're going to find out about that at 9:05 Pacific. But anyway, what a great story. His 7th career Preakness win. He's still got it, to put it mildly, John.
And I'm pretty sure he probably told Bob Baffert, hey, I'm coming to get you. You know, these guys just never quit. I sent a text to my man, Bill Spahr. I said, it's not too late for you, Bill. So,
well, Bill was adamant. He said, I'm not retiring. He had another word for it. He's stepping away. Of course, Bill's had some physical issues. But another guy, sharp as a tack, no doubt about that, John. Hey, listen, first of all, your take on the Preakness and the fact the entire day, man, they dealt with a lot of adversity coming from Mother Nature. That main track was some kind of wet. The turf course was really off the last couple of days. To me, I was gratified to see that we could put on one heck of a grade-A product with rain.
It's amazing how this outdoor sport can be run outdoors under almost all conditions. I mean, we probably would have had to postpone it if it was out here in California based on the rules that we have to deal with right now. But, you know, you watch that race, the Preakness yesterday, and sees the gray. He went the half mile in 47-1, and on that racetrack yesterday, that was flying.
Yeah.
And he kept going. I thought a great trip, and Brian Hennis put another good ride on Mystic Dan. He had every chance. He just couldn't catch him because the horse never came back. But a legitimate win there, and knowing Dwayne Lucas, if the horse came out like they say he has, we might see him in the Belmont as the one to catch.
Well, he said they're going to wait 48 hours. I don't know if maybe he'll jump the gun with us on the air this morning. But I should also pass this along. According to our morning line maker, John White, Seize the Gray got a 100 buyer in taking yesterday's Preakness. And also want to note, obviously, whenever you have a Triple Crown race, everything else in racing's overshadowed, of course, what happened at Santa Anita yesterday. But Doug O'Neill and Antonio Fresu teamed up for victory down the Hillside Turf Course in the Misdirection Stakes yesterday with Miss Lizzie. She came and got the favorite late, Get the Money, and Juan Hernandez. Miss Lizzie, trained by Doug O'Neill, got an 89 buyer, according to John White. And by the way, Fresu, he had a riding triple. He's tied for the lead now with Kyle Frey.
And you got to give Friesen a lot of credit for that Misdirection win. It looked like a race with no pace, and they break, and about five or six of those fillies and mares all went for the lead. Antonio was the only one that sat back. He was dead last coming down the hillside and ran to his filly style, and she came firing home to get the win. So, you know, a heads-up ride there, and they got rewarded for it.
Yeah, they certainly did. Hey, John, speaking of I mentioned Western Rooter, but another one of our sponsors, the Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen, along with Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee. Your brother David not only visited the website, but he visited the venue.
I'm going to see him later this morning. He got back from Hawaii last night. He said the food was great. It's right next to Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, so I'm hoping he brought me some supplies back from Hawaii.
that's awesome. John, let's talk cowbreds. You heard Ken Gernick talking about the Chosen Vron. He's going to be center stage this coming Saturday. 5 cowbred stakes. By the way, 85 nominations for those 5 stakes. That is very encouraging. Looking for a huge Memorial Day weekend at the Great Race Place.
Oh, absolutely. And like Ken said, these are the kind of horses, the Chosen Vron, you don't get to see very often. They're honest. They run often enough where the fans get to know them. This is a 6-year-old. He's in the prime of his career. And so well managed by the connections, Eric Krojak, the trainer. This is the kind of horse you want to come out and see. If he doesn't win, it's not because he didn't try. You know, he's just going to give you 110% every time. It doesn't matter, short, long, dirt, turf. He's just going to run. And I'm a big fan of the Chosen Vron. You know that. I've talked about him many times
yes,
on
sir.
The air. And, yeah, so if you get a chance, if you have a chance to go watch him in person, do it.
I'm looking forward to it. I want to correct myself. I said Antonio Frasu, who tripled yesterday at Santa Anita, was tied atop the jock standings with Kyle Fraze. Actually, one up, 15-14. Juan Hernandez third with 13 wins. So we've got good races, trainers and jocks. Amongst the trainers, Mark Glatt had having a hell of a run here at the Hollywood meet. He's on top of Phil D'Amato, 11-8. Then we're back down to Jeff Mullins and Labrato Baracchio with six wins apiece and quite a few guys at five. John, let's go ahead and see if we can make the listeners some money today. Who do you like on the nine-race card?
Let's go right to the opener, the 1 o'clock first post time, and number six, Player B. I don't think he cared for that hillside sprint last time as much as he liked sprinting on the flat turf course in Santa Anita. It's back on the flat today, a drop in class without being risked for a claiming tag. Edwin Maldonado aboard from an outside post. I think a good pressing trip on tap here. 3-1 on the morning line. Number six, Player B, back at his best distance. First race today at Santa Anita.
Okay, and folks, you can catch John Lindo, Bob Ike, and company every Saturday morning, 9 to 10, with their version of Thoroughbred Los Angeles right here on AM 830, the home of the Angels. Thanks so much, John.
All right, good luck today.
All right, let's get down Cotella, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Orlando, good morning. And I mentioned a few minutes ago, you guys have a healthy carryover in that $2 pick six, $64,239, the conventional pick six with a 70-30 split. What do you estimate that pool could be by the time the pick six gets underway tonight?
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, you know, with the $64,000 carryover, we're looking at about another $150,000 to $170,000 of new money tonight. So that pool could be somewhere around $230,000, Mike. So one of the best ones that we would have for the season. So I encourage all the players to take a look at our pick six. I think it's a very hittable pick six. I was looking at my top selections that I do for the Nightlines program, and I made it a pretty chalky pick six. A lot of the favorites were my top selections. So very hittable pick six tonight. I think the players will find several singles during the sequence. So definitely get involved. Again, that total pool could be around $230,000, Mike. And one thing to note, it is a 10-race card, so the pick six is going to get underway in race number five. First post is 5:50 p.m., and the pick six will get started at 7:30.
Exactly. Listed post time for race five, 7:28. Looking forward to that on FanDuel tonight. You mentioned your nightly racing program. I know you guys put a ton of work into this, and you're trying to get as much information out there as possible. You got a new addition that I know you wanted to mention.
I do. Our race analysis now is provided by George Duarte. And for the players, they may recognize that name because he's been very active for a very long, long time in the handicapping contest. He's qualified to the National Handicapping Championships in Las Vegas several times. He's a multiple champion winner during our contest here at Los Alamitos. And Jose Contreras did a tremendous job filling in after Ed Burgard retired as the analyst on the program, has now moved on to FanDuel TV full-time. So the spot opened up, and I was very happy to have George Duarte join the team, doing an excellent job already. He selected a horse that paid $20 yesterday in race four, Famous Rockstar, in race number four, and he beat me. And I had picked Divinely Diverse, who was a 10-1 shot. So I got beat by George. He got me. So doing a great job, George Duarte. We're really happy to have him as part of our program.
And, Orlando, our time is short. I want to let everybody know you get underway tonight at 5:50, 10 races. You got the nice carryover of more than $64,000. Feature race today, the $33,000 Attaquan Derby. Who's going to be your best bet tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to go to race number 10, and this race could also be overnight stakes of sort. It's a 7-horse field. I'm going to go with the 3 UC, that horse that won the Governor's Cup Futurity last year. Was a really productive runner, won 3 races. But this will be his racing debut, coming off of a very solid workout. I think this horse can do a lot faster than he showed in that workout. Usually not the fastest of workers. So at number 3, you see that at 5-2 on the morning, like Mike Castleman will send this horse to for his debut. And he was the longest odds that I selected on top. So I'm going to go with the 3. You see that looking to secure that final leg of what should be a really exciting 6-6. That's in race number 10, Mike.
And race 10 set to go at 9:30. Orlando, thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a great day and night there at Los Alamitos.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Talk all right,
to you soon.
We're going to take our final break here in hour one. Coming back strong with Millie Ball from XBTV up at Santa Anita. Private clocker Toby Terrell of Winner's Card. Don't forget the legendary Dwayne Lucas joins us from Pimlico Racecourse, top of the next hour.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get
a lemon. Fans, we have a great day of racing lined up today at Santa Anita Park. Today is the $100,000 Desert Code, which will be run down the hillside turf course. Of course, Memorial Day weekend is right around the corner. We've got great events lined up like the fan favorite Corgi Nationals, the Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitational, the family-friendly Memorial Day Weekend Carnival, the California Beer Festival, and Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day, it will be a dollar day, and our annual poker charity tournament benefiting Folds of Honor. It's just a $300 donation to play, and 100% of that goes directly to the Folds of Honor Foundation. Plus, we'll have online packages that include a challenge coin and a vintage The Shoe Wants You t-shirt. For more information, go to santanita.com/events or call George Ortuzar in our marketing department. The top jockeys, the top trainers, world-class racing, and a great Memorial Day weekend right here at Santa Anita, the great race place.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Trials to our first grade one futurity of the meet are set for Sunday, May 26th. It's trials night to the Ed Burke Million, led by impressive debut winner Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, plus recent top winner Devil's Tower. California's top quarter horse juveniles will be in action on Ed Burke Trials Night. And our pick four pools continue to rise. The early pick four had a pool of over $213,000 on May 5th. And the late pick four pool was $191,000 on May 12th. Join us for live racing in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, as advertised. We get up to Santa Anita and say hello to Millie Ball from XBTV. Hey, Millie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm great. Thank you.
Okay, be sure to spread the word. Stay tuned, whatever. We got what have you. We've got Dwayne Lucas, top of the next hour. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Thought you might enjoy that. First things first, before we get to take on the Preakness, we don't have much time, but... you know, Tim, your husband, Yachtin, ran a maiden filly last week, first-time starter named Epion. She didn't win, but, man, she ran a huge race. Was that Friday or Saturday?
I believe that was Friday.
Yeah.
No, I really, really thought she could win, but I knew she was just training so good, but just got nipped, yeah.
Boy, big effort. Well, let's move it forward. First of all, some great racing in wet conditions yesterday, Millie. I was glad to see it. I mean, we can't shy away from it. You try and be as smart as you can, but we play this game outdoors, and I thought we pretty much graphically illustrated yesterday we can put on a heck of a show in the rain as well.
Unbelievable, wasn't it? I mean, and it was as simple as the gray in the mud, right?
We always
talk about it, the gray in the mud, and the coach, Dwayne Lucas, with the prices that he wins the Preakness with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yesterday, $21 and change. All right, well, listen, where do you want to go for radio today, Millie?
I'm going to go with a first-time starter in here. I felt like it's a pretty chalky card overall, but in race number two, I don't think Lyle's Song will be the favorite. I'm pretty certain Doug O'Neill's Size Lord, the number three, will be the favorite. So I like the first-time starter. He is drawn really well for Mark Glatt. He's on the outside and comes in with a really nice work. I did like that. We'll be showing it on the simulcast show. But that's Lyle Song, the number five in race number two.
Okay, on the outside there, going 6 furlongs, not a bad place to be with a red-hot Antonio Fresu for Mark Glatt, who is really clicking right now. Millie, always enjoy it. What's your situation today? Are you in the field or on the set? What's going on?
I'm on the set, and then we've got our owners in town, and I'm going to be rooting on All That Glory, who runs in the stakes race. He's training great, so... I'm looking for a good effort from him.
Okay, and the feature is for three-year-olds. That's going to be the Desert Code.
Down the hill.
Coming down the hillside turf course. So All That Glory of the Five Horse with Umberto Rispoli, trained by Mr. Tim Yachtin. Thanks so much, Millie. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
All right, we'll check in now with Toby Terrell on behalf of Winner's Card. That's the best $5 you're going to spend going to the races. If you can't make it out in person, you can get it at casetherace.com. Toby, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Let's get to it. Can we make some money on the 9-race card today? We get underway at 1 o'clock.
I think we can. We're going to go right plumb to race number 5, and that's, of course, a very pivotal race today on all wagering fronts. And I really like the one horse in here, Guy Named Joe. I'll tell you what, this colt continues to amaze coming into this race. He outworked Miss Lizzie pretty much for fun, in my estimation. So you know what, Mike? This worked for us last week. Let's go back to the well.
Okay, Toby, great. Thank you. We're going for 2 in a row on air. Guy Named Joe, Doug O'Neill, Juan Hernandez in today's Desert Code. Toby, have a great day. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Mike.
Step aside quickly. We're coming back strong, folks, with Dwayne Lucas from Pimlico. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I
do. Howard.
Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimos, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Fans, we have a great day of racing lined up today at Santa Anita Park. Today is the $100,000 Desert Code, which will be run down the hillside turf course. Of course, Memorial Day weekend is right around the corner. We've got great events lined up like the fan favorite Corgi Nationals, the Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitational, the family-friendly Memorial Day Weekend Carnival, the California Beer Festival, and Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day, it will be a dollar day and our annual poker charity tournament benefiting Folds of Honor. It's just a $300 donation to play, and 100% of that goes directly to the Folds of Honor Foundation. Plus, we'll have online packages that include a challenge coin and a vintage The Shoe Wants You t-shirt. For more information, go to santanita.com/events or call George Ortuzar in our marketing department. The top jockeys, the top trainers, world-class racing, and a great Memorial Day weekend are right here at Santa Anita, the great race place.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you.
The rags and sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the rags and sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Trials to our first grade one futurity of the meet are set for Sunday, May 26th. It's trials night to the Ed Burke Million, led by impressive debut winner Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, plus recent top winner Devil's Towel. California's top quarter horse juveniles will be in action on Ed Burke Trials Night. And our pick four pools continue to rise. The early pick four had a pool of over $213,000 on May 5th. And the late pick four pool was $191,000 on May 12th. Join us for live racing in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's going to have a smile on their face, because somebody's going to win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win Program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, right?
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Larry Colmus with the call yesterday on NBC Sports. Dwayne Lucas, at age 88, knocks down his seventh career victory in the Preakness Stakes. Now, this is a guy that's won four Kentucky Derbies, four Belmonts, a member of the Quarter Horse and Thoroughbred Hall of Fame. Truly a legend. I guess that word is overused, but there is no question about it. This guy, a giant in our game, and he just marches on. We are really trying hard to get him right now. But before we do, I have a little sound, courtesy of the Maryland Jockey Club. Yesterday, Dwayne Lucas was asked, among many other things, about his strategy with this young Puerto Rican jockey, Jaime Torres, leading into the Preakness.
What was that, the strategy?
We didn't have any strategy, per se. I think it can overcoach a little bit on these riders. I didn't want to, especially Jamie, if I'd have told him, you know, I wanted you to lay third or fourth or back mid-pack or something as bad as I should have asked the first time, I think he'd have probably tried to do that. And here all of a sudden he breaks and he's on the lead cruising. But when he got on that lead cruising, what happens as a trainer, you study these horses in the morning and you get a feel for their motion and how they're getting over the ground. And when you watch those races, it gets analytical for you. You start thinking, is he handling it pretty well? Is he getting over the ground like he normally does, or is he struggling? When he hit the half-mile pole, I turned to my wife, Lori, and I said, watch out, we're home free. I didn't think he, after having that bad day mile under his belt, I didn't think he'd back up at one iota.
And he certainly did not. Joining us right now, the man, the legend, the winning trainer of yesterday's Preakness Stakes, Dwayne Lucas. Dwayne, good morning. Congratulations on behalf of all the listeners and everybody here in racing in California. I know you had a lot of your colleagues congratulating you yesterday. I know it's got to be one of the greatest feelings of your life at this stage of your life, Dwayne.
Well, at this stage, yeah, we got to be careful with that, Mike. But I did enjoy the day, and one of the highlights of the day was that everybody, that my, as you mentioned, my colleagues that were in the race came over and congratulated me and everything, and that meant a lot to me. But I enjoyed the day immensely, as you might guess.
Wayne, let's talk about this performance yesterday. Now, I mean, he ran lights out in that one-turn Pat Day mile on Derby Day, and you came here, and there was no surprise. A lot of people figured you were going to be on the lead. The fractions were very realistic, but as you just stated in the sound I played, you liked the way he was doing it, the way he was getting across the ground. And another big key, I think you'll agree, Dwayne, he wasn't head and head. I mean, he was going at a good clip, but he was on his own.
Yeah, I kind of, when he cruised into the first turn, I thought, where are the rest of them, you know? But
yeah,
that was a, I was surprised, Mike, when I walked across the track after the, you know, for the trophy presentation, how deep and sticky it was. Hell, it almost pulled my boots off. But for him to be on the lead like that, you know, and do it that easy really surprised me after I examined the track a little bit more. But I was surprised that Baffert's horse wasn't up there. I thought he would come, you know, impress us a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of fell into place for us. And a lot of times when you win a big one, that's exactly what happens. It just falls into place.
And a $21.60 mutual, it helps, I think, in retrospect, when you're a little bit bigger price, sometimes you can get away with a little bit more on the front end, Dwayne.
Well, I think so. I mentioned that this morning in the press conference we had this morning. I said I can't guess this to be assured or anything, but I think that the riders probably saw, well, here's a 10-to-1 shot cruising on the lead, and we'll, you know, he'll stop and we'll get him when we get ready. And they found out that he kicked it a little bit more at the quarter pole, and they were in trouble.
Let's talk about riders a little bit, Wayne. We don't have too much time, but you have given this kid, Jaime Torres, the opportunity of a lifetime. But there's been quite a bit made of the fact you gave him, in your words, a pretty good ass-chewing a few weeks back. One of the things I found out in the post-race stuff yesterday was you addressed with Jaime was you got to be all in. If you're going to be a jock and you aspire to be at the top level, to compete with the best, you've got to be dedicated, totally dedicated, or, you know, you might consider another occupation, bagging groceries, I think, is what you said. But just talk about that.
Well, you know, when he come by and I took an interest in him, he's a smart young kid and very, very clean-cut kind of guy you'd like to work with. I told him, I said, if I fool with you, I'm going to make you better than you want to be. And he was kind of startled. He said, what? I said, I'm going to make you better than you want to be. And I said, if you'll listen. And when he got his ass chewed at one race, he didn't put an all-out effort in. He could have been third, and he kind of wrapped up and, you know, cruised in and, you know, give me that look that, well, I saved her a little bit. And I said, well, don't save him. I'll revive him in the morning. You get down and on your belly. And I said, I want that 5% for fourth. I said, you know, I said, don't tell me that kind of stuff.
That is amazing, Dwayne. I can't help it. We do the show from Angel Stadium. We've got a great manager right now, and the ball club's got a lot of holes. Big guys are hurt and so on. A guy named Ron Washington, he's been around baseball almost as long as you've been around horse racing, Dwayne. But he had a guy miss a suicide squeeze bunt the other night, and I think it was their shortstop, Nito, was out by 30 feet at home plate because the guy missed the bunt. And Washington was a little critical of the guy, left-handed hitter, in the postgame. He was asked the next day, basically, hey, do you want to reconsider what you said? And Ron Washington said, no. I said what I saw, and that's the way it is. You got to be straight up, Wayne.
You bet. I tell him, I followed him all the way to the jock's room, and I said, the next time you get on one for me, I said, I want you, the horse tired and you tired. I said, but more important, you tired. I said, I want you. I said, that 5% was about $6,000. I would have paid the training bill for 1 month and for the owner. I said,
yeah,
we it's a different. I said, don't. And I said, besides that, the super effective guys want to kill you.
Yeah. Wayne, I love your approach to the game. Always have. I never told you this, but I watched your first Preakness win from a flea bag motel in Midland, Texas. I was in the Texas League back in May of 1980. I can't recall. That's what you say in depositions, right? I can't recall how I got the money down, but I did have 40 to win on Angel Cordero and Codex. We got the money. But you talked yesterday in the post-race about clientele. And that's the whole key, one of the big keys. You've got to have the people that are willing to invest. And a guy in your age bracket, you've outrun most of your old owners, Wayne, so you can never stop prospecting.
That's for sure. I'll tell you, they asked me, you know, they said it was a little drought here from the Preakness, and I told them, I said, you lose a Bob Lewis, a Gene Klein of the Chargers, and, you know, Bill Young of Overbrook. I said, you don't replace those guys. I said, it took a little while, but we've got good clientele now, beautiful clientele, and we're you know, if they'll put their faith in an old man, I think we're going to be pretty tough for a year or two.
Dwayne, we had Michael Behrens on in hour one. You talked about clientele. How about 2,735 very, very happy people that own this magnificent horse? The winner of yesterday's Preakness sees the gray. And I know that makes you happy that you impacted that many people.
Exactly. That's really the special part of this. I thought I was at a football game pep rally. They were cheering and leading cheers and jumping up and down and hugging and crying. And I said, my gosh. I said, this is really something. They rocked the whole stand we were on.
Dwayne, I know you got to get going, but I want to just touch upon this. Your background and the work ethic that you've brought all these years, you grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin. Talk about those days, when you got up, the amount of work, and what time do you get to the track these days, Dwayne?
I've never changed. I get up at 3 a.m. My alarm goes off at 3 a.m. every single day, and I try to get to the track right around 4, and I make it every day. And I always say, watch out, because that sofa or that soft bed with the pillow will pull at you. but you got to just throw your feet on the floor and say, look, I'm fortunate to be able to do it, get up and go, and take that attitude or you'll get in trouble. I don't let that sofa pull at me at all.
You got to make that first move to the bathroom. Once you do that, little cold water, you're on your way. The rest is easy.
I'm on my way. Pull those cowboy boots on and say, where's the next condition book?
Last thing, you said yesterday you were going to wait 48 hours and make a determination on the Belmont, which is, I think, a little bit more palatable for you this year, that it's a mile and a quarter at Saratoga instead of the mile and a half at Belmont. But are you still going to wait till tomorrow to make that decision?
After watching him today, I'm leaning towards going. I think I have a certain responsibility if he's good and everything comes together to give those people that opportunity to, you know, go on the next leg. So I would say at this point, if I had to make a decision, we'll go. But I doubt if that'll change in the next day.
Dwayne, we cherish these moments. Thank you so much for the time. All the best, and looking for you down the road, be it at Saratoga or what have you.
Thank you, Mike. Good luck with the rest of the day.
Thank you so much, sir. The legendary Dwayne Lucas. Boy, really glad to get him this morning. Let's get up to Santa Anita and say hello to one of the top private clockers in the business, Mr. Andy Harrington, on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? You must be, being in the media, one must be very happy to ask Dwayne Lucas any question, because monosyllabic answers you do not get. You get quotable, you get very original quotable quotes right out of the basketball coach diary. So, it's got to be a pleasure for you guys.
And he's always been that way. And, again, I don't know if you heard Brad Free and I last week. By the way, Brad, great job. I meant to mention this. Had a nice winner for us on air last week, a horse by the name of Indy Star at 1280. Dwayne, especially in his younger days, I mean, he could get on you. He could do some ass chewing. But he'd get over it as soon as he got on it. You know, I mean, he's a guy that, to my knowledge, didn't carry grudges. He was fair if you were fair.
Right. No, that's a reputation he's had. And, he's obviously a legend in his own time, which is a great way to be a legend.
Unbelievable body of work. It's just staggering. It really is. I remember late 80s at Hollywood Park, there were a lot of guys saying, he can't train a turf horse. Well, here comes Steinland. You know,
right. Yeah.
And amazing with the media, with his owners. And as I said in the interview, you can never stop prospecting, and he hasn't.
No, you're right about sometimes the trainers outlive their owners, and you've got to be out there recruiting, to use a basketball coach term. You know, you just always have to be doing that. And he clearly has been able to, recycle new owners, bring new people into the game. He's always had that. I remember I was always touched by the fact that oftentimes when he'd go down to the winner's circle, he'd just grab a random fam or a fan.
Still does it, usually a young kid.
Yeah, that'll make that guy's, you know, the picture in the winner's circle.
Never forget it.
Fantastic. And he'll tell 10 people about it. You know, he'll show the picture to 50. You know, it's a fantastic way to grow the game in a unique way. And so hats off to him.
He's never stopped growing it. I got to mention this as you're talking. I'm thinking, as the Preakness was being run yesterday, I couldn't help but think of Mel Studi, because everybody that was around racing here in Southern California for decades, you knew at Santa Anita in particular, if it rained, you better pay a little bit more attention to Mel Studi. And Mel always said, you know, I ran track, and I knew if I pushed myself leading into a meet, I always perform better. He ran a dead fit horse. And you look at Dwayne, you look at the first three finishers yesterday, they were horses with recent races on and off track. And it was a great show, Andy.
Mel Studi and Dwayne Lucas, they have different training methods, but they have one thing in common. They send out a fit horse all the time. There's no moss that grows under the horse's hooves. So one of the things you have to be in a kind of deep and muddy surface is fit. And that was how Mel just did it. Also, you know, they're both forward. They like their horses up front. And there's no secret when you're up front in the off going, you're not getting all that dirt kicked in your face, and you can just skip along. And, you know, it takes out half the field, to be honest, if you win a mud race. Some of the just, they don't like the mud kicked in their face.
Yeah.
They don't see it too often, and they just kind of pack it in mentally at some point and throttle it back. So being on the lead like Mel would and being on the lead like D-Wayne almost always, can, if he can get there, he will, is a huge advantage in the mud outside of just the fitness component.
Andy, you saw Frankie DeTore's quotes after the race. I don't know if you saw him or not. We mentioned the first hour. I thought Imagination was getting a good stocking trip, but he came up empty, and Frankie said, I could never get him to relax. And I think maybe one of the factors was, in addition, hey, it's a different surface, but there's a lot more noise as those horses are running, and maybe sometimes it's a little different, more difficult to get a horse to come back to you.
Obviously Frankie was trying to pick him, and he took him in the 3.5 pack. He was trying to put him out there where he wasn't even close to D-Wayne Lucas's horse, and but I guess it didn't work. I'm not sure if it seemed like the inside was better than the outside, and maybe that was a contributor there with Imagination and helped seize the grays. But, that is a possibility. But obviously he was a handful going by the stands, Imagination.
Andy, let's move on to today. 9 race card. We get underway at 1 o'clock. Our feature is for 3-year-olds, the Desert Code, 6.5 down the hill, 100,000 up for grabs. What do you want to do for radio today?
To the 4th race, and there's a horse on the rail here, Lambo, who's been trained well into the last race, trained well out of it. This is an 8-year-old, and they put it in a 6-furlong race last time, and I think the tempo was a little too much for the horse. Now we go long, keeps Edwin Maldonado, obviously one of the best riders on the lead in the room,
yeah,
and has been for a while. There's not a lot of speed. There's one comeback that's got a little speed, but knowing the way Edwin likes to ride his horses, I think this horse will take the lead. Showed speed at the sprint speed last time. I think at 6-1, I think it's a pretty fair price. They go back to blinkers, which he's not worn for a long time. We'll see if it wakes up this 8-year-old a little bit. But I think at 6-1, it's worth a shot in here. So the 4th race, number 1, Lambo for the Brock Shield Barn.
Andy, always appreciate your contributions. Tell us about nationalturf.com and what you bring.
Nationalturf.com, it's a scouting report. All the horses that I've got on the particular card, grades, good and bad, give you a little insight that you may not have in the racing form.
Okay, terrific. Hey, thanks so much, Andy. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Listen, folks, before we take a quick time out, got a message from Steve Johnson up in the race book at the South Point. He said, hey, Mike, we had a great Preakness day, hoping for more on Belmont weekend. And he also said, let everybody know with the NFL schedule out. Folks, this kind of blew me away. Not only does the South Point sports book have divisional odds up right now and total win odds, they've actually got lines, point spreads, for the first week of the regular season NFL. So if you get a chance, get into the South Point. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Great supporters of racing, the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. You can call Steve Johnson toll-free in the race book at 866-780-RACE or 866-780-7223. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout right now. We'll come back strong with Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com, Bob Mazursky, Toby Callett, Jonathan Hardoon lying in wait up near the top of the hour. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hey, my sincere thanks to Elise Diaz making things happen inside here at the Big A, along with Howard Drescher, who's not here for us. He's here for Angel Baseball, but we're sure glad to have him this morning. Folks, hope you're enjoying the show. Listen, if you're looking for a new or used automobile, think about the Wilson Automotive Group. And if you're looking for a Toyota, David Wilson's Toyota of Orange or South Bay Toyota. Toyota right now is a great time to buy a Toyota, folks. They've got special low-interest financing on Camrys, RAV4s, Tacoma, and Tundra trucks, 4Runners, hybrids, EVs, you name it. And if you're looking for America's best-selling full-size truck, That would be the Ford F-150. They get into David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange, great supporters of the show, the Wilson Automotive Group. And if you get into Toyota of Orange, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. Let's get to Las Vegas right now, and I'll say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mike?
Good. Your take on the festivities yesterday.
You know, Dwayne Lucas, not only a Hall of Famer, I think maybe right up there with one of the most unconventional trainers we have ever seen.
Always.
I'm trying to think, right? Do you remember a horse coming out of that one-turn mile? It wasn't called the Pat Day Mile, but it was always run on Derby Day, that one-turn mile. Mike, you remember a horse coming back and running in the Preakness out of that, or winning a Preakness?
I do not.
I don't, and it gives me memories. Mike, do you remember back, it was a long time ago, 1978, Dwayne Lucas had a horse by the name of Effervescing at the Hollywood Park meeting.
Yes.
And the horse won on July 4th, won the American Handicap on the turf. He came back 6 days later and won the Citation on the dirt. And it was funny, I was reading this online. The owner of Effervescing was Albert Yank, and after he won the first race on the turf, Yank's idea was, let's wait and run him back in the fall. And Lucas said, no, we're going to go back and run him 6 days. And the famous quote from Albert Yank was, are you drinking your bathwater?
Yeah. Albert Yank was a real flashy guy, consigned a lot of horses. He had a mansion right across the street from Santa Anita, just right next to what is now the Le Meridian Hotel. Was a decorated World War II fighter pilot. But if you remember his advertising for his babies, they were always very flashy and daily racing for him. But he met his match with Dwayne, did he not?
He didn't. Yeah, he certainly did. And Lucas called the shots, and that horse won twice in a matter of a couple. Back then, a $100,000 race meant something.
Yeah.
And he won, like I said, in seven calendar days, he won graded stakes races, some really strong graded stakes races. So, you know, and this is coming from the quarter horse game not long before that. So he really changed a lot of the rules of racing. And we saw it again yesterday, bringing that horse from the Pat Day Mile and winning the Preakness. So, you know, he doesn't believe, he writes his own rules.
Well, he has always said, I'm never concerned about who else is going in a race. All I'm concerned about and I want to know about is how is my horse doing? How is he or she coming up to this race? What's the best spot for this horse? And some people could say, well, he's been hard on his horses. There's something to be said for that. They've marched to his orders. But the thing about Lucas is, a racing secretary never had to worry about him ducking and diving, and he never, to my knowledge, Bruce, he never, ever bitched about weight, and a lot of guys did.
True, although I will say one thing. He didn't run in a ton of handicap races either. So
He ran in enough.
He ran in some, that's for sure. He did, but, yeah, we know one particular trainer long since Bobby Frankel. He would complain about 1 pound.
Well, Gary Jones, same way. It was almost like it was part of the in thing to be a trainer. You got to start raising hell about the weight. And to me, a lot of it was so silly. But anyway, we want to stay positive because Lucas has done it his way. I knew a guy, Bruce, by the name of Mel Prince. I knew him very well. He had the bug the same time Shoemaker did. He flew horses for many years for Tex Sutton. And I remember Mel saying, I've never met a man like this guy, Wayne Lucas. If he tells you, here's the schedule for this horse, I mean, you know, like maybe 8 or 10 of them, this is what we're going to do through the summer and into the fall. He said, man, those horses, they'd be there. And they'd be on the airplane going, and he had one heck of a lot of success.
Yeah, he's definitely has a plan and sticks to it. And talking about his age, has there ever been anyone that age, 88 years old, win a Triple Crown race, Mike?
No. And I was listening to the network feed on the way down. One incorrect thing that was stated repeatedly was that he put the D in front of Wayne for a status thing. That's not really his name. Well, yeah, Daryl Wayne was his given name. Long ago, he decided to go with D. Wayne. So Daryl is really his first name. But they also talked about the fact that in they couldn't come up with any sport, not a single sport, where a manager, even a general manager, owners perhaps, yeah, but a manager or a coach would be that age. I can't think of any.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, how about getting on the horses in the morning? He's having a little...
Well, he shouldn't be doing that.
What? He's got a lot of nerve. I got to give it to him. He's a poster child for, you know, staying young.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, no Golden Gate today. Are you going to go with two picks for radio or just stay with Santa Anita?
Let's go to how about Churchill Downs, Mike?
Okay.
There's a kind of a lower level race that has an interesting long shot. Go to the sixth race. That's going to go at about 12:18 Pacific time for us. This is a 10,000 non-winners to lifetime race. I'm going to give you a price horse here on the four, Saint Rocco, who broke maiden in June for a maiden 40,000 tag with this rider aboard, Edgar Morales. Says it was a muddy track. Wasn't all that bad a track. Sat off the pace, was a solid winner. Has come back off a seven-month layoff, a couple of non-efforts on the synthetic at Turfway Park. Now, the last race, he finished 10th. But wait a minute. Let's go back and watch that race. It was a one-turn mile against better than what he runs against today. He got into a full-fledged three-horse duel. He was sort of the horse in between, and he ran right there to the top of the lane. That's what we call the lung expander. Look what he does today. He shortens up to the winning distance for him, 5.5 furlongs. He's reunited with Edgar Morales today. The inside three horses all have speed. I think this horse has the ability to maybe sit and pounce here. Looks like he could maybe perk up a second off, you know, on the drop down. So in race six, let's go with the four at Churchill Downs, St. Rocco at 12-1 on the morning line.
Okay, 10,000 claimers, non-winners of two races lifetime. I just got to point this out, my goodness. The purse, 31,000.
Yeah.
Race six at Churchill today. Bruce Finkelstein says it's number four, St. Rocco. Post time for that, 3:18 Eastern. Bruce, come west to Santa Anita. We'll tee it up for a nine-race card at 1 o'clock.
Well, let's go long shot in the Santa Anita. How about the eighth race today at Santa Anita? Again, these are restricted claimers, 20,000 claimers. I'll tell you a horse that I think might really like these conditions is the 9, John Dunbar. I'm throwing out his last race. That was on the grass. He's won twice sprinting, but he's a horse that's kind of an up-close, steady runner. He's not a front runner. He's not a deep closer. He's kind of a stalker, and he can finish a little bit. He won with a little bit of trouble two races ago at 5.5. He galloped out way in front of the field past the wire. I think with his steady-going style, he can maybe sit right behind the leaders, and I really believe he might like this. So in race 8, the 9, John Dunbar listed at 10-1 on the morning line.
Okay, that'll work, and good to see Tyler Bayes back in the swing of things. Yeah. You know, he's picking up more business. He's winning his share of races, Bruce, and his business is handled by a really good friend of mine, Brandon O'Brien. But John Dunbar, number 9 in race 8, going to be the bet on Bruce selection here for radio today. By the way, post time for race 8 today at Santa Anita, 4:43 Pacific. Tell us about the website, Bruce.
Full card analysis at Santa Anita with late races from Churchill. We have the late races today from Aqueduct substituting for Golden Gate today. Audio is included in the full card at Santa Anita, so check it out at betonbruce.com.
One last thing. We mentioned no Golden Gate today. This has never happened where they only ran one day this week.
Yeah.
It was yesterday. The end is near. The curtain's coming down on June 9th. But it was interesting. I didn't really pay any attention to the agenda items, but apparently there was a good deal of discord at the CHRB meeting on Thursday, and a lot of it centered on funding for various things, regulatory things, at the smaller fair meets. So there's a lot to shake out here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe Del Mar and Santa Anita has kind of picked up the tab for the CHRB funding. Is that it, Mike?
I think that's what I read, but it was a cursory glance. But I can understand, you know, Santa Anita, Del Mar, they want things to come down here, and they're probably saying, hey, why should we bankroll this situation? So
yeah, this could be a really messy last part of the year.
I know.
Yeah, we'll just wait and see. But I was very surprised that, the entries have been that light right at the end, Mike. I thought maybe there would be a little bit of a nostalgic kind of thing and your last chance to run a Golden Gate. But seems like, you know, it's this meet's just limping to the wire at this point.
Yeah, they're struggling. Hey, Bruce, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. We'll talk next week.
Take care.
All right, we'll close things out in this segment with Bob Mazursky. You can catch his full graded handicap and Bob's own morning line every racing day in all the Southern California News Group papers, and they include the L.A. Daily News, Long Beach Independent, Whittier Daily News, San Gabriel Valley Tribune, Pasadena Star News, so on and so on. Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing?
How about our man, D. Wayne?
Well, it was good to hear him. You know, we go back a long way, and it's amazing that he's still out there doing it. And, you know, I didn't like that horse yesterday. I didn't think the mile, and I didn't think the distance would be in his favor. But, you know, he just kept going, and kudos to him for running back, because I heard the interview when he won on the Derby Day, and I thought he was nuts bringing him back in 2 weeks. So I'm that far, and he proved me wrong again, which he's done many times throughout the years.
I'll wax a little nostalgic here. A good friend of yours and mine, and I brought him on board at Santa Anita in the publicity department shortly after I got the job about 19 years ago, Jack Disney. He went back with Wayne when he first came to Los Alamitos. That's how Jack had gotten acquainted with him. And, I mean, Jack had a special relationship with D. Wayne. There was a level of respect there. And, boy, that paid a lot of publicity dividends, as you know, through the years.
Absolutely. I remember when Jack first became friendly with Wayne, and Wayne was, you know, just starting out in the thoroughbreds. And when he ran his two-year-old, you know, the first-time starters, Jack would go down there. And if Wayne circled a certain one in the program, you can go to the window, and you knew you were going to win. It was just, it was like automatic.
Amazing, huh? Absolutely, yeah, amazing. Absolutely. All right, let's make some money on the radio today, Bob. How do we do it?
I'm going to go to the last race of the day. I like the comebacker number 5, Dealer Special, making his first start for Richie Baltus. The horse ran against much better horses last year, and Richie has done very well lately with horses coming back off a layoff or first time for him. So I expect a big effort from number 5, Dealer Special, in race 9.
7-2 on the morning line, 9th and final today at Santa Anita. Bob Mazursky says it is number 5, Dealer Special. Bob, have a great day. Really appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care.
All right, we'll hit our final break and come out of it running with Toby Callip from South Florida. Take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Cheats from upstate New York. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles on the home of the Angels, AM 830 KLAA, and free on the Angels radio app. I'll get it out. Stay with us.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, we have a great day of racing lined up today at Santa Anita Park. Today is the $100,000 Desert Code, which will be run down the hillside turf course. Of course, Memorial Day weekend is right around the corner. We've got great events lined up like the fan favorite Corgi Nationals, the Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitational, the family-friendly Memorial Day weekend carnival, the California Beer Festival, and Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day, it will be a dollar day and our annual poker charity tournament benefiting Folds of Honor. It's just a $300 donation to play, and 100% of that goes directly to the Folds of Honor Foundation. Plus, we'll have online packages that include a challenge coin and a vintage The Shoe Wants You t-shirt. For more information, go to santanita.com/events or call George Ortuzar in our marketing department. The top jockeys, the top trainers, world-class racing, and a great Memorial Day weekend are right here at Santa Anita, the great race place.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's, Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Trials to our first grade one futurity of the meet are set for Sunday, May 26th. It's trials night to the Ed Burke Million, led by impressive debut winner Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, plus recent top winner Devil's Towel. California's top quarter horse juveniles will be in action on Ed Burke trials night. And our pick four pools continue to rise. The early pick four had a pool of over $213,000 on May 5th. And the late pick four pool was $191,000 on May 12th. Join us for live racing in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Listen, folks, a huge Memorial Day weekend coming up at Santa Anita Park. Three big days of stakes action, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Saturday will be relegated to five California bred stakes. With that in mind, listen, if you want to jump in the game, can't think of a better way to do it than hook up with solid people like Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch. It's run by Terry Knight. Let Legacy take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. And, of course, Legacy Ranch is where stands the tremendous California-based stallion clubhouse ride. If you'd like to see what they have to offer, sometimes they have babies for sale. If you've got a mare you'd like to get up there, it's actually not too late to breed. They'll breed through June. The number to call for Terry Knight, farm manager up at Legacy Ranch in Clements, California, is 510-928-4989. And I got to put out a quick word about the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Been spending a lot of time out there the last couple of weeks. Just great personnel. I got to say that. And that's the reason people go to a brick-and-mortar satellite. Because let's face it, you can stay home and bet, watch on FanDuel TV, watch on RTN. You have your account wagering set up via the telephone. But if you want the camaraderie, if you want to get out there and just deal with people that you're all on the same page, you're into horse racing, I can't think of a better place than the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. They put on enough live clerks, a ton of self-serve machines, and free admission and parking every single day of the week. That's at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. On your way home, if you're hungry, stop in at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. They're at the southwest corner of Foothill and D Street. That's D as in David. Right behind In-N-Out Burger, next to Stater Brothers. And you're never going to beat their pricing, their service, and the quality of the product. They're at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. As Doug tells everybody, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Let's get to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Good. You were self-effacing in a message. You said things didn't go well at the website at Pimlico. Different story on your home turf there in South Florida. Tell us about it.
Well, we offered everybody a free Preakness sheet if they bought the Gulfstream card. And the second race yesterday, we put a first-time starter over, 64-20 on Plankton. Exactly. He had paid 315-20. Our fifth race key play won, no gimmick, $6. And then in the nightcap, a top pick won with a cold $11.40 exacta. So at least it gave me personally money to lose on the Preakness and still was able to turn a profit. And I noticed from the response today from people that purchased yesterday, they came right back in. Just got to stay local. You got to know where your bread's buttered. Speaking of that, you had all these plaudits for D. Wayne Lucas earlier. The one that I didn't hear, although you gave a little hint when you mentioned about when he had one booked for a plane back east here, when he set one, it was D. Wayne off the plane.
Yeah.
It was potent. So back there when he was stabled out west, obviously he didn't need to fly in, but here it was D. Wayne off the plane and it was a tremendous angle.
And I think that's when Pat Day got the nickname Payday, because more often than not, he was riding those horses with the white bridles for that man, D. Wayne Lucas.
And back in the days, the early days when they showed up here in Florida, a guy by the name of Todd Pletcher was the guy that was throwing the saddle over those horses' backs as D. Wayne's number one assistant. Okay, today's action at Gulfstream, race number two, will be the radio play. And in here, I like the 3 Novella. No big value, but we're going to try to nail the gimmick by using the 6 Silveretta, the 5 Ipanema Princess, and the 1 Ornella in the gimmicks. 3, 6, 5, 1. I'm going to have a lot of fun playing today second at Gulfstream Park.
And hopefully your customers are as well. Toby, keep it going. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye.
You bet. Take two now with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheesh. John, 9 races, great weather conditions, and we get underway at Santa Anita at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, just a little suggestion to Lucas, and I'm certainly known to give Lucas any suggestions, but I would call Frank Miramonte, get him on the phone, and have him handle half of these interviews. People are calling him. No, would know the difference. I thought you were interviewing Frank when it was really Lucas.
I didn't catch. Oh, you want Frank to do the interviews? Now I get it.
That would be a great idea.
Here. Frank, you just tell him whatever comes to your mind, go ahead and let him know, you know.
Exactly. He has all the answers anyway, and he does Lucas better than Lucas.
I think September 2nd, he's going to be 89 years old, John. You don't see too many guys this sharp at that stage.
No, I mean, certainly not. I mean, we witness it every day with what's going on in this country, but you're correct, Mike. I mean, I just thought it was a great idea.
It is.
Frank can help him out. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, let Miramonte shoulder the load, right?
That's it. Hey, Frank, handle this call for me. Well, yeah, it's ESPN. No problem.
All right, let's get to it. Who do you like today?
All right, Mike, let's look at the 9th and final at Santa Anita. And I like the number 3 horse in here, When Heroes Fly. This is a 3-year-old colt from the George Papadromo barn. Diego Herrera bought to ride. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. He made a big step forward last time out. He's got time from that race. I like number 3. One Hero's Fly to win today's ninth and final out at Santa Anita.
JONHARDOON.com. What's there, John?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, we have Churchill, and we have Santa Anita Selection.
Last thing, John, I know we're in Angel Country here, but I was really happy last night for Walker Buehler. He loves the game. He's close with Baffert. Six scoreless innings, his first win since coming back. Happy to see it for the Dodgers last night.
Absolutely, and he loves horse racing, Mike, so we root for everybody that loves horse racing.
John, thank you so much. Again, my thanks to Elise Diaz and to Howard Drescher here at Angels Central. Angels pregame coming your way at 11 o'clock. We'll be back next week. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
OG Ananobi and Josh Hart are on course to play in Game 7. And ESPN NBA analyst Scott Perry says the Knicks need them, especially on the boards.